During the Trump administration, the U.S. dramatically lowered the number of refugees allowed into the country to its current level of 15,000 annually. President Biden initially indicated he would maintain that number, but after some back and forth, at least some of which was tied to politics and polls, the administration has announced the new cap will be 62,500, and there are ambitions to push that number higher in subsequent years. With me to talk about the change in the refugee cap is Muzaffar Chishti, senior fellow at the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute. Muzaffar, let's begin with the reasons the Trump administration lowered the refugee number so dramatically.
Number of them. One was that U.S. cannot absorb so many refugees. Number two was we are admitting wrong kind of refugees. So he barred refugee admissions from certain countries like Syria, Yemen, and Sudan. And sort of more systematically tried to exclude some refugees from certain parts of the world, like the Middle East, and preferred refugees who are fleeing just religious persecution and not persecution on the basis of political opinion or other generalized violence.
Now, initially, the Biden administration sounded as though it might stick with that number the Trump administration had, and then President Biden earlier this week had a number that was much higher. Can you interpret for us what was going on there, the fact that the Biden administration may have stuck with something that was a pretty controversial number to a pretty high percentage of people?
So it was a bit of a roller coaster. The President Biden in his own campaign had made a commitment that he would raise the annual admission of refugees to 125,000 per year. In February of this year, they indicated that they would admit 62,500, which is half of 125,000, for the remainder of this fiscal year. So that would be consistent with that commitment. And everyone was sort of relying on that. Then about 10 days ago, they announced that they would keep the Trump level of 15,000. And that created a strong backlash. And to their credit, they backtracked it within a couple of days. And the president on Monday issued a declaration that we would stick to the 62,500 for this fiscal year, but also alerted that we may not be able to actually admit all those refugees. So we have made a commitment. How many of the 62,500 will make it to the U.S. this year remains to be seen.
When a number like that is brought up and returning to previous levels, are there certain caps on certain regions of the world, or do they try to limit it to certain countries, et cetera?
That's a good question. So other than increasing the numbers, the major difference the Biden administration made, and that they had done even before the number was announced, was change the allocation of refugees from where we would take them. So that will change the profile. So of the 62,500, 22,000 have been reserved for Africa. About Europe and Central Asia, about 4,000. East Asia, about 6,000. Latin America and the Caribbean, 5,000. Near East and South Asia, about 13,000. And the remainder, about 12,500. So it will shift the regions of the world where we've been taking refugees. So it will get more people from the Middle East, South Asia, which particularly mostly Myanmar and Central America and rest of Latin America.
As you said, it's unlikely that the country will reach that number of 62,500 this year. What determines whether that number remains the same over the next year or two, whether it goes up or down?
Well, we expect it will go up next year. We do expect that for the fiscal year 22, which starts in October, the numbers will rise to pretty close to what Biden administration's commitment of 125,000 has been. It is that the resettlement agencies and the system for resettlement of refugees in the U.S. has been decimated in the last 4 years, that it's simply physically impossible to resettle all the 62,500 that we have had the capacity to under this, to have the sort of the legal ways of admitting that. So it's more a capacity issue and gearing it up in time than the commitment now.
I think we certainly have seen over a number of years, and here in Arizona we see it as a border state, that immigration itself is in many ways, though not entirely, a very partisan issue. Are refugees put under the same sort of right versus left, or is there a little bit of a difference there?
But this is the major change in our polarized America today, that in the past people may have had different attitude towards immigration, but they generally rallied behind refugees because it was the principle that America was sort of founded on, the principle of refuge, that at least both for morality and for political reasons, we should have commitment to refugees. That consensus has fallen apart in the last few years. So refugees are now lumped with immigrants in the attitude of people. And here what we have seen in the last, especially in the last 15 or 20 years, there's a sharp division between Republicans and Democrats about how they view immigration. And that, unfortunately, is now slipping into how they view refugees as well.
Over the course of the last 4 years, with the Trump administration changing those limits, did that change the perception of the U.S. as being a place that was safe for refuge? Did any other countries step up?
Well, you know, I think President Biden in his statement on Monday made that point clear, that we are sort of back in the world as not only showing our commitment to the refugees so they know America is a safe place for them to come, but also as a signal to the rest of the world as a leader that they all have to step up. So America would take, you know, half the refugees of the world. And last year, Canada took more than we did. They're like 1/20th of the population. So that was not a good signal to the Europeans that they should be also generous. So this is an important move, both in terms of our own commitment and in terms of the signal to the world.
We will stop there. That is Muzaffar Chishti. He is a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute. Muzaffar, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.